Bonan tagon de nove, cae bonvenon alla decoca leciono de jen nia mondo. Welcome to lesson 18 in our Esperanto course. Today, Helena and Petro have been watching a film again, something of an action thriller by the sound of it. The two of them have rather different reactions to what they've seen, though.
Tiu filmo vere timigis min.
Ciu vere? Mi trovis gin ne timiga, sed ridiga.
More examples here, then, of the causative suffix ig. We've already had it once or twice in verbs like crescigi, mirigi. Well, timi means to fear, to be afraid of. Timi la malumon, to be afraid of the dark.
Mi timis.
I was afraid, says Helena. So timigi means to make someone fear, to make them afraid, that is, to frighten. You'll recognise the same root in the English word intimidate. What Helena said was that the film had really frightened her.
Tiu filmo vere timigis min.
Ciu vere? Mi trovis gin ne timiga, sed ridiga.
Ridiga, funny. Literally, causing one to laugh. Formed from ridi, to laugh.
Mi trovis gin ridiga. Vere, la filmo ne estis timiga.
Oh, yes, nun vi povas sidi tranquille cae diri tion, sed ciam la attaccanto cuscigis Paulon sur dorse...
The attaccanto, the attacker, the assailant. Attaci, to attack. La attaccanto cuscigis Paulon. He laid Paul out. Literally, he caused him to lie. Cusci, we've had, it means to lie intransitively. Mi cuscia sur la lito. I'm lying on the bed. And again, it's the causative suffix ig, giving us cuscigi, to make to lie.
La attaccanto cuscigis Paulon sur dorse.
Dorso is one's back, la dorso. So, sur dorse, as one word, means on one's back. One of these compound adverbs Esperanto's so fond of. Sur dorse. You could also say, as three words, sur la dorso.
Li cuscigis Paulon sur dorse, desciris lian chemison.
Tore off his shirt.
Pugno batis lian capon.
Beat him about the head, punched his head. Pugno means fist. You recognise the root in English words like pugnacious. And pugno bati is a compound meaning to beat with the fist, so to punch.
Pugno batis lian capon, cae scrapis per acrae ungoi lian vangoin, bruston, cae ventron.
Scrapi, same word, to scrape, per acrae ungoi, with sharp fingernails. What did his assailant excoriate in this vicious fashion?
Lian vangoin, bruston, cae ventron.
His cheeks, vangoin, chest, bruston, and stomach. Ventron. In fact, he almost skinned him alive.
Vere, li prescau sen hautigis lin.
Hauto means skin. It's related to the English word hide. Sen hautigi is to render without skin, so to make skinless, to flay, to skin.
Li prescau sen hautigis lin.
Dion mi apenaŭ rimarkis.
I scarcely noticed it. Dion that. Tio with the accusative ending en, tion. Here placed in initial position in the sentence in a common kind of stylistic inversion.
Tion mi apenaŭ rimarkis, mi devas konfesi. Sed preskaŭ mi saltis el la seĝo, kiam Rakela perdis la jupon.
What was it that almost made him leap from his seat? Kiam Rakela perdis la jupon, when Raquel lost her skirt. Jupo, a skirt, jupo.
Kiam Rakela perdis la jupon kaj tiu fripono.
That villain.
Tiu fripono pendigis ŝin per la longaj blondaj haroj.
He hung her by her long fair hair. Note that Esperanto haro refers to one single hair, so that when we speak of someone's hair, meaning the whole head of hair, we have to use the plural form, haroj. Pendi is to hang intransitively. So, pendigi is to cause to hang, that is, to hang, transitively.
Li pendigis shin per la longai blondai haroi, kai li vipis shin.
He whipped her What with?
Li vipis shin per leda zono.
With a leather belt, leda zono. Frightful.
Fii, vi tion juis.
For shame, you enjoyed that. Jui, to enjoy, a useful word. Try not to confuse it with joyi, to rejoice and be glad, even though their sounds and meanings are similar. Jui ion, to enjoy something.
Vi tion juis.
Yes, je tiu puncto mi versis oranĝa sukon sur mian kravaton.
At that point, I spilt orange juice on my tie. There's that vague preposition je again. Je tiu puncto, at that point. The spilt orange juice diverts Helena's attention from the film they've been discussing, because now she starts on about Petro not looking after his clothes.
Oh, Petro, kial vi ne viŝis ĝin per la poŝtuko?
Why didn't you wipe it? Wipe it off with your handkerchief. Tuko is any kind of cloth, and posho is a pocket, so poŝtuko is a cloth you keep in your pocket, i.e. a handkerchief.
Kial vi ne viŝis ĝin per la poŝtuko? Vidu, vi makulis ankaŭ vian jakon.
You've stained your jacket too. Makuli means to stain or spot. You can see the same root in the English word immaculate, which means stainless or spotless. Petro's even got some orange on the sleeve too, la manico.
Vi makulis ankaŭ vian jakon, eĉ la manikon.
Mi ne rimarkis, mi brosos ĝin.
I'll brush it. Broso is a brush, and brosi is the corresponding verb to brush.
Mi brosos ĝin.
Broso ne suficios?
A brush won't be enough. Sufici to suffice.
Broso ne suficios? Vi devus pli bone prizorgi viajn vestojn.
You ought to look after your clothes better. Zorgi, remember, means to take care, to care. So prizorgi is the same as zorgi pri io, to take care about something, to look after it. Prizorgi.
Prizorgu viajn vestojn. Vi devus pli bone prizorgi ilin. Pasintan semajnon vi ŝiris la pluvmantelon.
Pasintan semajnon, last week. What did he do last week? He tore, ripped, ŝiris his raincoat. Pluvmantelo.
Vi ŝiris la pluvmantelon. Kaj viaj ŝuoj estas en terura stato.
Oh dear, his shoes are in a frightful state. But Petro reckons it doesn't matter. It's what's inside his shoes that counts.
Viaj ŝuoj estas en terura stato.
Ne gravas. Miaj piedoj estas en bona stato.
Piedoj, feet. Other parts of his body are in good shape, too, as he points out. Manoj, hands. Think of manual. Oculoj, eyes. Think of ocular. Buŝo, mouth. And other parts, too.
Sed miaj piedoj estas en bona stato. Kaj ankaŭ miaj manoj?
Viaj manoj.
Oculoj?
Viaj oculoj.
Buŝo?
Via buŝo.
Kaj ankaŭ aliaj korpopartoj? Pli gravas la korpo ol la vestoj, ĉu ne?
The body is more important than the clothes, isn't it? La corpo is the body, think of corporal. We've had gravas as an impersonal verb, meaning it's important. Well, it can also have a subject, as here. La corpo gravas, the body's important. More important, in fact, than the clothes. La corpo pli gravas ol la vestoj. Or so Petro claims.
Pli gravas la corpo ol la vestoj, ĉu ne?
Certe via lango estas en bona stato.
Via lango, your tongue.
Yes, via lango estas en bona stato. Ciam vi trovas argumenton.
You can always find an argument, a good argument. But Petro doesn't want Helena to frown like this. He tells her not to.
Ne sulkigu vian frunton.
Sulco is a furrow. So sulkigi is to make into furrows, to wrinkle. And frunto, forehead.
Ne sulkigu vian frunton. Venu. Sidiju.
We know sidi, to sit. Sidiji, literally to become sitting, to sit down.
Venu, sidigiu, cae clinu la capon sur mian shultron.
Lean your head on my shoulder. Shultro, shoulder, similar to the English word.
Clinu vian capon sur mian shultron. Ciu comforte?
Is that comfortable? Sitting comfortably? Well, more or less. But Elena finds one more thing to grumble about. Petro's knees, genuoi, are rather bony. Osto, a bone, osta, bony.
Viae genuoi estas iom ostae, sed... Diru, ciu mi havas tiel belan visagion kiel Raquela?
She asks, has she got as beautiful a face as Raquel? Tiel bela kiel, as beautiful as. Visagio, face.
Ciu mi havas tiel belan visagion kiel Raquela?
Yes, pli belan. Kai pli belain lipoin?
More beautiful lips.
Kai mentonon?
Chin.
Ancau pli belan colon?
Neck.
Kai oreloin?
Ears.
Bracoin?
Arms.
Manoin? Cruroin?
Hands and legs.
Nien litigiu.
And since this show is intended for a family audience, I'll merely remind you that lito means a bed, and leave you to work out for yourself the meaning of en lit igi.
Ni en litigiu.
And now let's put it all together. De capo gis piedo, from head to toe. Back to that film they were talking about.